Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing some pressure in the grain markets this morning. Really pressure across most risk assets as the dollar is firmer for a second day, and that is creating a little bit of selling pressure also. Next week does have a holiday and a big PC inflation number, so seeing a little bit of de-risking after everything we saw go on this week shouldn't be too surprising. May corn at 436.5, down 4.25. July corn 449.25, that's down 4.75. December new crop at 472.25, down 4.25. We did see a flash sale this morning, 263,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico. 173,000 of that was for old crop, 90,000 was for new crop. Soybeans are seeing a bit of a degrading technical picture after yesterday's reversal, and we are seeing some follow-through selling again as the prospective planting report is most likely going to show a noticeable increase in soybean acres. May soybeans at 11.90¾, down 21.5. July at 12.03¹, that's down 22.25. November, 11.85¼, that's down 19. May bean oil at 47.05 is down 94. May meal, 337.80, down 6.50. Spring crush at 79.25 is down 3. December fall new crop crush, 106.75, down 2.25. Wheat seeing some light pressure this morning. May wheat in Chicago at 542, down 4.75. Kansas City at 578.5, down 3.25. Minneapolis, 653, down 3.5. May rice at 17.52 is up 1. May cotton, 92.44, that's up 23. July cotton, 92.52, up 26. New crop at 83.82, that is down 10. Cattle a little bit weaker this morning. We did see some soft slaughter numbers. We saw better cash action yesterday, but we do have a cattle on feed report that's likely going to be seen as a little bit bearish coming out this afternoon. June live cattle at 183.40, down 110. May feeders, 256.30, down 178. Hogs a little easier at 98.90, that's down 40. May milk at 16.25 is unchanged. May orange juice, 365.40, up 7. Crude oil at 80.91, down about 16 cents a barrel. Diesel at 265.32 is up fractionally. Unleaded at 271.83 is also up fractionally to half a cent a gallon on the day. Natural gas at 180 is down 3. Gold, 21.96. That is down $9.70. Silver at 24.93 is down 7. Dollar is moving higher, and that's the culprit behind a lot of what's going on. Dollar index at 104.32, that is up 32. Stocks a little bit weaker today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 39,612, that's down 168. S&P, 5234, that's down about 7. And NASDAQ Composite, 16,392, down about 9. So just some fractional losses. There were absolutely no big reports coming out this morning. Next week is an abbreviated week. Good Friday is an exchange holiday. However, it is not a bank or government holiday. We do have the PCE inflation numbers. Probably the most important inflation numbers we get all month will be released on Good Friday when the markets are closed. Moving on to interest rates, the 2-year at 4.59, that's down 4 basis points. The 10-year at 4.22, down 5 basis points. The 30-year at 4.39, down 4 basis points as well. So seeing at least a little bit of relief on the interest rate front. This is Sterling Smith from Cloudy, and we're going to get some rain this weekend. Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great day.